Pirates versus Tyrants. This is the Tom Wren Show, where we practice piracy on the enemies of freedom and liberty.
Hello, 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 and how are you today, everybody? We are excited to be here. Lots of stuff happening. Lots of stuff happening. But first and foremost, the Donald Trump has taken another major step towards being and becoming and staying the nominee for President of the United States for the Republican Rhino Party. He's done a great job. And, this was never really a question. This was just an issue. You have the neocons and the rhinos trying to steal this from him because they're terrified of Trump. They're absolutely terrified of Trump because Trump would ruin their gravy train, their endless wars and all these different things. He'd shut down this foreign policy debacle that they have. And so they're absolutely terrified of Trump. But given the trouncing that just occurred here on Super Tuesday this week, Trump is firmly in command of everything. And I do believe that we're kind of done with the question on the Republican side. So I'm eager to jump into this. I got producer Andrew here. I see Frankie the short stack Rodriguez on chat. So please interact as much as you'd like. And let's just jump right into this, right? And by the way, when we get done with this, I can't wait to tell you about CDC. My God, these people are corrupt. This is just unbelievable. But let's start with Trump here. So this is Nikki Haley. And I've got to be honest with y'all. By the way, Josh just commented that Biden is not the POTUS. I agree. But whether I agree or not doesn't matter. He still keeps giving orders and a bunch of jackasses in D.C. keep following him. And unfortunately, those jackasses have a lot of guns. So, that's kind of an issue for us. But he is certainly not a legitimate president in this country. So anyways, but I want to play this because this just makes me happy. This is neocon Nikki Haley, Rhino Supreme, saying, hey, bye.
In all likelihood, Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee convention meets in July. I congratulate him and wish him well. I wish anyone well who would be America's president. Our country is too precious to let our differences divide us.
Says the woman that's
trying to... I have always been a conservative Republican
United
and
under the
always
Uniparty.
Supported the Republican nominee. But on this question, as she did on so many others, Margaret Thatcher provided some good advice.
Here we go.
She said, quote, never just follow the crowd. Always make up your own mind.
Wait. I got to stop this. This piece of absolute crap. This absolute piece of crap. Follow your old man. Well, I like Donald Trump. Trust your own decision. These neocon rhinos. Listen, Donald Trump has got to be aware. The rhinos are going to attack him. They're going to undermine him. They're going to go out in the press and say, yeah, we support Donald Trump. But what they really mean is we're going to tell you we support Donald Trump, and then we're going to stab him in the back every single opportunity we get because they do not like Donald Trump. They will not stand for Donald Trump, and they will do anything they can to undermine him. Let's hear more from the neocon chief right now.
It is now up to Donald Trump to earn the votes of those in our party and beyond it who did not support him.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? There's four people in the GOP base that didn't support him. You are not the party, Nikki. That's the reason you got your ass kicked. That's the reason that you got absolutely destroyed in the primary. You and Mitch McConnell, you DBs, you guys are the problem. You're not listening to your base. Your base wants Donald Trump. They want America first. They want us to quit going and spending billions of dollars in Ukraine and secure our own damn borders. That's what we want. Not Nikki Haley's bullshit. God. Okay, well, let's see if we can get through some more of this before I erupt.
And I hope he does that.
Piss
At its best, politics is about bringing people into your cause.
No, 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 no. Politics at this point are about winning. Let me tell you what politics are right now. Donald Trump needs to crush and destroy these jerks out there that are trying to destroy our country. There is a war for America. I don't want to come together with leftists, with CCP, with crooks. I want to win. I want people who are winners. Do you know why I'm supporting Donald Trump? Because he wanted to kick ass in his first term, not come together with a bunch of rhino losers and Democrats. He was about fighting. He was about victory. He wanted America first. He wanted MAGA. This horse crap that we're seeing from Nikki Haley is absolutely absurd. That is not what we want. What we want is we want fighters and we want winners, folks. That's what we want. Not Nikki Haley's let's come together and be a part of the Uniparty and sell out to the Democrats every time we can.
Not turning them away.
Oh, piss off.
And our conservative cause badly needs more people.
No! Our conservative cause had 80-some million voters for Donald Trump in 2020. 80-some million. We've got a lot. And if Biden wouldn't have stole another 10, 20 million votes, he wouldn't even came close. We have the people. We have a majority. Donald Trump has demonstrated what people are looking for. Someone who's going to fight. Someone who's got the balls to stand for something. Not this sellout Nikki Haley, neocon, limp dick McConnell bullshit. Jesus. Folks, I'm sorry. This is just unbelievable to me, but it shouldn't be. Let's listen to some more Nikki Haley.
This is now his time for choosing.
Oh, you think?
I end my campaign with the same words I began it. From the book of Joshua.
There we go.
I direct them to all Americans, but especially to so many of the women and girls out there who put their faith in our campaign.
All three
be
of them?
Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged.
We're not afraid.
For God will be with you wherever you go.
Damn right. This is the first thing she said that I agree with, and it's because she quoted the Bible. Don't worry. There's more, but yes, don't be afraid. Folks, faith is the opposite of fear. I stood and I did a speech in a church, I don't know, a month or so ago. And the first thing I said to people, I said, how do you feel about America? How many of you are afraid of America and the direction we're going? What do you think? And I asked that to everybody listening right now. What do you guys think? How many of you are nervous or afraid for America and where it's going right now? And now let me ask you this. If your answer is, I am, where's your faith? Because if you trust God, if you have faith, you don't have to have fear. But what you do have to do is you have to get off your ass and help fight. We got to fight to make sure that we got a Donald Trump 2024 and that we don't have a Nikki Haley neocon nonsense 2024. All right, let's listen some more.
In this campaign, I have seen our country's greatness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, America. God bless you.
The only thing about that speech that didn't make me throw up in my mouth was the fact that she ended it well, and she ended it with scripture. That's the only two things. The rest of that speech was just the problem with the Republican Party. It is the problem. There's a reason that McConnell wouldn't come out until he had no other choice. And that's the next thing I want to talk about right here. This headline says it all. McConnell endorses Trump after Haley exits the race. Okay, so Donald Trump is out here absolutely crushing it. I mean, he is crushing it. He's winning things by so much, it's ridiculous. And McConnell still won't endorse him. I wonder why. Now, let me give you guys a little refresher on Mitch Limpdick, ED leader of the Senate, McConnell. And God, I know I shouldn't call him Limpdick just because he is. I mean, even if it's true, it's not very nice, is it? So I should be better than that, but I'm not. All right. I really am not better. I really don't like him. All right. So Mitch McConnell. Let's talk about Mitch McConnell. Do you guys remember... after J6. So let's go back to 2020. when Mitch McConnell used his power as ED leader of the Senate to undermine Donald Trump by directing money away from him in key places, by doing everything he could to leverage the Republican Party not properly backing Donald Trump. Okay, so if you look at the run-up to 2020, you have McConnell clearly undermining Trump. And then J6 rolls around, right? Now, McConnell is saying that, I support Trump now, right? McConnell will not support Trump. McConnell has agreed to step down from his position as ED leader of the Senate, but not until after the election. Why is that? Why wouldn't he step down? If he's going to step down anyways, and if he knows that Donald Trump is this and he's going to support Donald Trump, why wouldn't he get the hell out of the way and let an actual MAGA guy take the reins in the Senate and let a MAGA guy actually fight for Donald Trump? Why? Because Mitch McConnell is not backing Donald Trump. He's just lying and manipulating and doing what Mitch McConnell always does. Is say whatever he wants to make sure he's getting bought off somewhere. So Mitch McConnell's a liar and a crook and a thief and a cheat and just a general POS, and that's that. But let's go back to 2020, right? So after J6, you get McConnell out here, and he was all in on that being Trump's fault. I mean, he was 100%. He's out here right now saying he worked great things with Trump, this, that, and other. But J6, McConnell was one of the first guys out there saying, no, Trump lost. There was no election fraud. No election fraud? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? There was no election fraud on J6 in 2020? I mean, does anybody on the planet believe that at this point? But he's never retracted that. He's always maintained that position. Then he went further. He went further. After the J6 setup, which I think is absolutely a setup, and I think Mitch McConnell knew about it. I don't for a second believe Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell were unaware that J6 was coming. You had hundreds of FBI agents, in the crowd. Are you telling me that this whole thing was done, all of these plans, all of a sudden, other McConnell and Pelosi didn't know about it? What about all the video of McConnell? What about Pelosi leaving and her, her daughter? And I mean, the whole thing was a setup. And I think Pelosi and McConnell were aware of it. And then, you know, McConnell comes out and he's talking about J6. He said he rebuked Trump's behavior, blaming the defeated president for spreading wild claims of a stolen election, right? McConnell, I'm reading from a story in McAllister News Capital. While McConnell refused to convict Trump in the Senate trial on House impeachment charges of inciting insurrection at the Capitol, which would have left him ineligible to serve as president again, he warned that Trump was not immune from civil or criminal prosecution once he left the White House. Right? So McConnell's doing what he did, always does. He's speaking out both sides of his mouth. He didn't get away with anything yet, McConnell said in the Senate at the time. We have a criminal justice system in this country. We have civil litigation. The former presidents are not immune from being held accountable by either one, he said, right? That was a very important thing to say, to hear, right? When McConnell said that, let me tell you what that indicates to me. The plan to sue Trump, the lawfare that we're seeing against Trump right now, New York, Georgia, pick your place. This was always part of the plan. I am 100% convinced, because when Trump got the election stolen in 2020, they all knew that he was going to come back, right? So instead of, you know, just say, okay, well, you know, let's see what happens next election. Let's beat him. They also knew that Biden's policies, which aren't Biden's, you know, by the way, anybody that actually believes that Joe Biden knows what's going on, I mean, the guy literally shit his pants at the Vatican. I mean, he literally pooped in his diaper at the Vatican in a meeting with the Pope. Are you kidding me? This guy doesn't know where he's at or what's going on. And Obama has openly said repeatedly, he wanted to run the White House from a basement without all the you know, oversight and all the pressures. Well, that's what we've got. We've got Obama Part 2 right here. right? So the Biden administration has been, it's been a continuation of Obama. And what we've got going on is this was a plan. This was a well-laid plan. They knew Trump was going to come back. Trump's not a guy who folds up and, you know, just leaves town because I lost. I ran into Trump's a freaking warrior. The guy's a fighter. Again, the reason that we like him, that we the people like him, because we want a fighter. We're tired of these limp-dicked weenie Republicans. So they knew this. The lawfare was planned. It was planned ahead. You could see it coming. Yeah, for those of you that don't know, I am a lawyer. I do a little bit of that lawyer thing here and again, right? And I'm just telling you, when I look at this, these cases, this whole thing was a setup. 100%. If you said to me, Renz, you have no ethics, and I want to know what you would do to set up a good guy like Trump and keep him out of office, this is exactly how you would do it. This whole thing looks like a setup to me. There's no question about it, right? So this whole thing was a planned setup for a long time. We knew what was going on, and it's just a huge, huge deal, right? So now, looking forward, where does this leave us? Where are we with this, right? So you've got McConnell apparently knew about the lawfare that was coming. It's speculative, but I think he did. I think he did. I think he knew about J6. I think he's in this whole thing. And now he's getting ready to step down, but he won't step down until after the election. And he, at the same time, is claiming he's going to endorse Trump. This guy is not doing anything other than leveraging his position as the ED leader of the Senate. And his, by the way, understand one of the most profound and important things that Mitch McConnell has is his influence with WinRed and the money in the Republican Party. Now, with Rona Romney McDaniels going away and Laura Trump stepping in, there's a very good chance that that'll shift. Right? That'll shift. This is, I got to say, one of the most brilliant things that's occurred in this whole race is getting Laura Trump involved with RNC. That's a huge deal because the RNC really worked actively to undermine Donald Trump in 2020. And, you know, I actually have some other stuff on that. We're going to get into that in future shows. But the RNC was 100% sold out. In fact, we just had Jovan Pulitzer on, a couple days ago. And Jovan was telling us that they actually have found instances. They found a school in Georgia, a school program, some sort of a thing, where they were actually, he had documentation on leftist groups and Democrats training Democrats how to run as Republicans, even though they weren't, so that they could steal Republican seats in Republican districts, right? You just say all the right things, even though you aren't going to vote that way. And this is what we have. I mean, this is really common in the Republican Party. And it ties in with what I'm hearing elsewhere. We talked about Missouri, right? We talked about what's going on. You've got the rhinos in charge of the Missouri Senate attacking the Freedom Caucus in Missouri. Well, why? I mean, for supporting conservative bills that are widely supported by the public. Why is that happening? Well, because the
I was going to say, they're golfing with the Arnolds. They're golfing with the Arnolds in Texas on the weekend. Like, we can track their money. This is not speculation. This is not conspiracy theory. They're being supported, funded, and controlled by people like the Arnolds.
This is the problem, right? So the leftists have figured out, if we run leftist people who are pretending to be right-wingers as Republicans, we can have a uniparty, and everybody's still fooled into believing that there's two parties. There's not two parties. Mitch McConnell is no more mega American than I am leftist Pelosi fan, right? I'm not. He's not. So they've been doing this for a long time, and they've been able to subvert into basically compromise a lot of the Republicans who are they're spineless. They don't care about anything but running their own show. So what's occurred now is you've had a subversion of and this is what's going to happen, right? This is what's going to happen in 2024. This isn't just a war, Democrat-Republican. This is a war for the heart of America. Are we going to retake the GOP? Are we going to demand that the GOP starts reflecting the values of America First and MAGA? Donald Trump has been winning this and running this GOP since 2016. He's never, ever left the stage. He's not going to leave the stage because this man is fighting for our country. He has put it all on the line. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't love everything Donald Trump has ever done, but I appreciate Donald Trump. I support this guy 100%. I support him, not because he's a perfect man, but because he's honest. He's fighting for what he believes in. Is he perfect? Has he made mistakes? Of course. But who the hell cares? Who hasn't? Who hasn't? I've just spent the last 20 minutes calling McConnell limp dick leader of the Senate. That's not right. That's not nice. I shouldn't be that way, but that's what I did. Everybody falls short in some way, shape, or form. I don't want to hear about Trump's failures because his victories are amazing. He gave us a huge economy. He gave us great trade policy. He ended wars. He led from strength. America was not relegated to third world status under Trump. Mm-hmm. We're a goddamn joke right now.
Yeah.
Do you think China cares what we're going to do? Do you think they fear us?
Yeah.
I mean, we can't even get these ragtag terrorist groups in the Middle East to back off. They're firing missiles at our ships. Why? Well, because what's Biden going to do? Not a damn thing. I mean, the guy's just a loser. He's garbage. So Donald Trump's out there. He's doing all these amazing things. That's why we got to get Trump. Because I'll tell you what, whatever Trump did, he was doing his best to put America first.
Amen.
Make America great again. I believe 100% that he was sincere and honest in that. And as long as that's happening, as long as he's doing that, shortcomings, so what? So what? I just want someone who's going to make an honest effort and be willing to stand on principle and fight for things. And Donald Trump did that. Mitch McConnell cannot have that. That is the most dangerous thing to American politics is a man of principle. Not a perfect man, but a man of principle. And the reason for it is if you have one man of principle, it shows everybody else's colors. Mitch McConnell, you know, he likes to say one thing, but he does another. That's real clear when you stand him up next to Donald Trump. And I got to tell you, on the Republican side, we even got guys like Jim Jordan. Where are the articles of impeachment against Joe Biden, Jim? Where are they? I don't understand it. As one of the most outspoken freedom guys in the Senate, where the hell are they? Why have you guys been so reluctant in the House GOP to do anything? Praise God, and I mean this, praise God that we've got at least one guy in this country who has had the courage to stand on principle and to keep going even when it was unpopular. This is a huge deal, guys. This is a huge deal. But again, I am praying because Donald Trump, I've been very blessed to have a lot of good friends who are around. I don't know Donald Trump. I can't say that I know him. Never met him. You know, I've had the privilege of shaking hands with Eric and Don Jr. and Laura and some of them. But, you know, I'm not super close. I'm long ways from the inner circle. But I got a lot of friends who are very close to these people. And they all say the same thing. You know, they're good people. They're fighting. They're just doing their best. And it shows, right? So you look at the lawsuits. You look at what Donald Trump is a billionaire who is literally risking everything, his entire billionaire fortune, for the country. You want to know why I'll vote for him? You show me one other guy in politics anywhere that's risking that much. If it's not on principle, you don't do that, right? Doesn't take any principle for Jim Jordan to sit up there and have a hearing. Doesn't take any principle for this piece of garbage McConnell to back Trump. So my point is, though, as he's doing this, we've got to make sure that we, the people, are backing him. Mm-hmm. We have got to be fighting like hell and doing everything humanly possible to ensure that the Republican rhinos are going to hold absolutely steady with Donald Trump. Oh, by the way, I forget. I always suck at the sponsor thing. Support us at TomRentz.com. Shop at TomRentz.com. Support our Substack, TomRentz.substack.com. Share this show. Share the America Out Loud Network, the Tom Rentz Show.
$58 million people suffer from joint aches and stiffness in the U.S. every day. Ignoring chronic joint discomfort can affect mobility and your quality of life. Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexible range of motion. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with clinically proven ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 11 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. It's 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutLoud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
You've all heard Dr. McCullough and others share over and over the value of keeping your sinuses cleansed. It's a smart move all year, but even more so when we're cooped up inside. It's not really open for debate any longer. Those that live smart and live well pay attention to nasal and oral hygiene. Cofix RX has just the tools for the job with our nasal and throat cleanse. Click the Cofix RX banner on AmericaOutLoud.shop to get 20% off your entire order. That's right, AmericaOutLoud.shop. Use coupon code OUTLOUD. That's coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off your entire order.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
ASEA believes that inside each of us is the potential to feel our very best. Our redox-based products tap into reserves within you to power your personal well-being. Make our breakthrough products an essential step in fulfilling your greatest potential. ASEA, we power potential. For exclusive savings, use code OUTLOUD to save 15% off your first order today.
Many voices, one freedom, united in the First Amendment. Our goal is to herald the voice of genuine liberty at AmericaOutLoud.news, a place where you'll find the naked truth expressed with a patriotic heart. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Donald Trump has got to make sure that he's watching for the snakes behind him. That's the moral of the story. The GOP is full of snakes, and they're going to either have to, we the people got to hold them accountable. We got to start asking all of our favorite guys, including our Jim Jordans, including every single person out there, what are you going to do that is definitive to support Donald Trump? Are you going to file articles of impeachment? Are you going to push legislation for transparency and free elections? Are you going to push legislation that completely shuts the southern border without funding Ukraine to do it? Are you going to support health freedom? What are you going to do that's actually going to help moving forward with Donald Trump? And if you can't give me something hard, I don't want to hear about another damn hearing that does nothing. These hearings don't do anything. A hearing that's not followed up by actionable steps is meaningless. So we got to hold them to account. And if they're not, we need to talk to them about primaries if it's still available, or withholding funding from them. You know, we'll donate to a different PAC. We'll donate somewhere else. You guys aren't doing this. All right. I want to shift up gears for a minute. I might come back to this because I'm really pissy about this whole McConnell-Trump thing. These neocon whiny, these people are awful. They're just awful.
Can I just say something really quick?
Please.
About the, okay, so when we look at the other side and the way the crazy Marxist Democrats play this game, they're lockstep. They know exactly their candidate. I mean, we've got RFK, so that's throwing some fun, you know, spice to the mix here this go around. But they have their guy. I mean, for anyone to say that they're backing Biden, it's like clear that they're, what is going on, right? Yeah. So I know I'm going to be the last person to say just to vote red, to just vote for Republican, to vote for Republican. But this is war. Yep. We do need wartime generals. And if you don't think that the other side's acting like this is war, the reason why they are recruiting their side to run as Republicans is because this is war for them too. They know that if they don't win, if the Patriots can take them out, they have lost for a long, long, long time. We will always have to fight for our freedoms, but they are at a fever pitch fear right now. That's why they're stealing elections. That's why they're lying and cheating and stealing. We can win this without lying and cheating and stealing, but we have to be aware that we're in war and we have to know how to fight the fight with them. Like you keep saying, we're not going to bring a knife to a gunfight.
No,
we need to see what they're doing. And we need someone who's going to put out mean tweets and have balls of steel and stand in principle. I'm sorry that Trump pisses you off, but everyone that's in office right now on my side, I want them to be.
They're all pissing me off.
I want them to stand in principle and be strong and angry and leading. This is not the time for like weak-kneed weirdos like Nikki Haley. She's the weirdest creature that's ever come out of anything. And you know that she's there as a deterrent.
She's spoiled. You know what? This is why producer Andrea is here, because she's got bigger balls than anyone in the Republican Party right now, which is kind of sad, but definitely true, except for maybe Donald Trump. We'll give him the title right now. But the thing is we've got to have people who are willing to stand, and we've got to understand that it is winner take all, right? Do you know under a Trump administration what would come out? So if you look, just look. It's some of the stuff that Javon Pulitzer and I talked about on Monday. Look at some of the things that are occurring, right? Do you know how much information would come out if we had a Trump? I mean, you've got to understand, at this point, you know, General Flynn and Donald Trump and a lot of these guys, they are aware of the deep state issues. They're aware of what's gone on. They're aware. And by the way, folks, if you haven't followed my work in the past, you got to understand the CIA, we've shown hard evidence of their involvement in a lot of this. All this stuff that RFK is talking about with the CIA, he's dead right. These guys are as crooked as can be. They're controlling the deep state. If we start investigating the deep state, and I got to tell you, so General Mike Flynn is a friend. I consider him a friend. I love the man and appreciate what he does. General Flynn, if able to come in with Donald Trump in the next term, is the single greatest threat to what's going to occur, to what the WEF, the CCP, the deep staters, that's the single greatest threat that there is out there. And I'll tell you why. Flynn knows intelligence. He was DIA. Flynn got attacked in 2016 because he was going to do what's called an audit of black book projects. Okay. What that means is the intelligence agencies, they get money illicitly. They do all these off book, off budget type things. And they do it in a way where they get all this money coming in that's not accountable. And then they spend it on things that nobody knows. And they don't disclose it to Congress or anybody else. Flynn was going to audit that. And he knows how. That's why they attacked him so badly in the courts. That's why they went after his family. That's why they went after everyone. Flynn was going after these guys. If Flynn had been able to do that, I would pose to you that I believe that there wouldn't have been a COVID. I believe that they wouldn't have been able to steal 2020. And I believe that there would have been about a million other things that we didn't have to endure. If in this situation, if Donald Trump wins again and Mike Flynn is put in there and he's able to investigate and dig into stuff, it's going to be game over for decades. And here's the thing. you've got to understand that the bad guys we're fighting know what we're going to find. And they know that what they've done is akin to treason or worse. These are people who are going to likely, I mean, we're talking Nuremberg-style trials if we're able to do it. You know, everybody says, is Nuremberg possible? Well, maybe. We get in the second term of Donald Trump, maybe. We'll have to see what kind of Republican support he gets in the Congress. But it's not impossible that some of this stuff will come out. If it comes out, we can break this down. We can free our country. We can turn it around and potentially bring freedom worldwide, because you got to understand, our military industrial complex, CIA, DIA, DOD, these guys have caused a lot of problem around the world. And if we can take the corruption out of them, things will change dramatically. So we've got to focus on that. Folks, this 2024 election is make or break. We're there. You all know that, right? So we just got to stay active. Okay, I want to go on to this. This is super, super important. For anybody like COVID, how about the vaccines? You guys COVID? Okay, so COVID vaccines, right? 9 new independent advisors to CDC publicly promoted vaccines or took money from Big Pharma or both. Okay, what's this about? Okay, so if you guys have followed, we did a show on Disease X. We just did a Substack on Disease X.
Define independent. Let's talk.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about independent. We have been talking about Disease X. We've been talking about Project Next Gen. Disease X is a name for whatever the next pandemic's going to be, right? They call it Disease X, and they want to use it to promote the WHO treaty and to promote this, promote that. That's going to be a disaster. It's going to come. I believe it's so we've been doing gain of function. We never stopped gain of function. Okay. That the gain of function work that created SARS-CoV-2 in the Wuhan lab with funding from our DOD, CIA, and through EcoHealth Alliance it's continued. It's never stopped. So we're still creating new diseases in the lab. I'm of the belief that Disease X is already sitting on a shelf. I am also of the belief that the vaccine for Disease X is sitting on a shelf. So what's happening is Disease X, in 2023, Biden created what he called Project Next Gen, which was essentially the evolution of Operation Warp Speed. It was all about creating the next generation of these mRNA vaccines, because the first generation has worked so well, right? For any of you that aren't dead yet, because you from taking the mRNA vaccines, what's occurring is that they're trying to get ready for a whole new round, because they're going to have a whole nother disease. That's Disease X, Project Next Gen. Meanwhile, you got Operation Moonshot, which is a cancer thing, and they need a cancer cure because, you know, they're causing cancer with these mRNA vaccines. Anyways, the way that this is all done is the CDC and their advisors continue to promote these vaccines. Why do they do that? How does that work? Well, one of the things that the CDC does is they have an independent board of advisors, right? It's called ACIP, right?
Independent. ACIP, which, independent. Huh? Independent.
Yeah, they're very independent. ACIP is HHS appointed members. It's the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, right? So ACIP helps to shape vaccine policy in the U.S., and is a very important and powerful group, right? They make recommendations, and legally their recommendations they're viewed as an independent body making recommendations, and they provide an extra layer of justification against lawsuits for the CDC, HHS, all these crooks that are promoting these poisons. So basically, ACIP is supposed to be independent members, and there's a whole panel there, right? There's a whole panel of people, and that panel of people, you know, they look at these different things. Well, this article that was, by the way, posted in Liberty Daily, was originally from the Defender, which is Health Defense the crew. These guys they appointed, they're all crooks. They're just big pharma shills, right? So ACIP, you know, they're rubber stamp. Their job is to basically rubber stamp whatever big pharma wants. And they've got these new guys, and they appointed 9 of them. And all 9 of them, except for the one, or 8 of the 9, have taken massive grants, massive funding, massive this, massive that, from Big Pharma, right? It's not to say that they've been bought off, but Big Pharma is funding their grants, it's funding their work, it's funding their this, it's funding their that, and that's how this works, right? So the pharmaceutical companies fund the academics, and they fund the CDC, they fund all these people, and by doing so, these people who are put on these boards and these advisory panels, they know that if they ever want to get another grant again, then what they're going to have to do is whatever Big Pharma says. They can't go on these advisory panels and not follow Big Pharma, because if they were to do that, well, that would be the end of any sort of grant that they would ever see again, right? And not only that, but if, let's say that you worked at, say, Stanford, right? And you were working on something related to Big Pharma, and you came out and you did a study, you did a this, you did a that was critical of Big Pharma. Well, you have to understand that not only would Big Pharma not fund your work in the future, but Big Pharma would tell Stanford entirely, hey, we're not going to fund any of your people in any of your places if you do this again. The entire university would cease to get funding from Big Pharma if they put out a study that's critical of Big Pharma, or basically if they put out anything honest, right? If a university actually starts doing studies and allows their people to publish scientific peer-reviewed articles that are critical of Big Pharma, that university will cease seeing any funding from Big Pharma. That's why guys like McCullough, you know, Peter McCullough out there, you know, when he was started telling the truth about this stuff, and McCullough's never been a liar, he just wasn't aware. When he started to find out the truth about these vaccines and the COVID and the insidiousness of this, Baylor University got rid of them as fast as they could, right? This is what happens. So you'll get blackballed from university system, from the industry, from everything, right? These guys they play very hardball. And if the university doesn't find a way to get you out and you keep being critical of Big Pharma, they will cut all funding to that university. And that's many millions of dollars, right? So these universities are really legitimately owned. And that's why the peer-reviewed articles always say what the scientists, what Big Pharma wants, because all the scientists are funded by them. And all the universities are funded by them. And there's only one perspective that they're allowed to put out is Big Pharma's perspective. So these studies, these designs are always structured with the grant money in mind, right? So this is a huge deal. And this is how science has been corrupted. At the end of the day, when they own science, when they're able to corrupt all of these guys, you don't get a secondary perspective. And further, because this stuff is peer-reviewed, what happens is if you were to put out, so McCullough and crew have put out some great, great studies showing the dangers of some of the COVID stuff, and they've been published. And when they are published, what happens is Big Pharma tells everybody, "And hey, no more, either that company, I need you guys in your peer review to rip that study apart." Then they tell the journal, whichever journal had the audacity to run these sorts of things, if you don't find a way to retract this, we're going to make sure that nothing, that you guys, you know, there's no scientists, there's no anything. No, you're going to lose all your prestige, all your everything, and all your funding, and all this, that, and other. So the journal ends up having to be put into a situation where they have to retract. And essentially, what happens then is there is no support whatsoever. And so there's no funding, and so these journals have no choice. So this is what's going on, right? This is what's going on. The corruption of science is complete, and now we're taking these corrupt guys who have long since sold out, and we're putting them on the advisory board for the CDC and or for ACIP. And what that means is that they're going to advise whatever Big Pharma wants them to. And that's going to give an extra layer of legal justification for HHS to approve this nonsense. So buckle up, folks. All right. Support us at TomRens.com. Support the America Out Loud Network and the Tom Renz Show. Check our Substack, TomRens.substack.com. Check out our books. We got all the 404 series on TomRens.com, the shop. We got a pretty cool Lawfare shirt. We're going to have a whole bunch of shirts coming up, by the way. They're kind of, I'm into clever shirts. I think that's kind of fun. I don't know if they're clever. They're just blunt. But anyways, I like what we're doing. So check us out at TomRens.com. I want to move on to the next step, or the next part here. Headline, Nebraska's racist stand your ground law puts us all in danger. We got any Second Amendment folks here? So I'm diehard on Second Amendment. Second Amendment is everything, because without the Second Amendment, none of the others exist, right? The quickest way to tyranny is to remove guns. I don't ever want there to be a civil war in this country. I don't ever want there to be violence in this country. But you know, the reality is that there will be violence, and the fewer good people with guns, the more likely that the bad people that won't get rid of their guns will cause violence. That likelihood increases, right? So this story is calling this "Stand Your Ground" law racist. Now, first of all, can anyone explain to me why a stand your ground law is racist? Y'all know what a stand your ground law is, right?
Guns are racist.
Yeah, apparently. Apparently, guns, the inanimate objects, are racist.
Like a hammer. A hammer can also be racist.
Is my axe racist?
It's super racist. Your axe is probably more racist than a gun.
My spear? Yeah. Is my spear racist? I got a spear.
It's got a Viking vibe, which just automatically
means... This is actually a real spear. It's it'd be okay for hunting. By the way, if you all don't know, you can actually hunt boars and certain things with a spear. It's a brutal go of it, but you can do it.
And Tom does like to wander the woods with sharp objects hunting animals.
I got issues. anyways. So let's talk about this. This opens up with us saying a society of armed individuals carrying concealed weapons who perceive strangers as attackers and have no duty to de-escalate doesn't make anyone more safe. I beg to differ. That is the first line of this just absolute tripe article. I beg to differ. A society of armed individuals carrying concealed weapons immediately makes everyone safer because no one's going to attack them. If you think that the guy you are coming up to screw with or to mug is carrying, you're going to move on to the guy that you think isn't, right? So if you're walking down the street, so I am 6'4", I weigh 230, I work out 6-7 days a week. I'm a big dude. I've been fighting and doing martial arts my whole life. I mean, let me ask you a question. If you got a guy like me or a 5'8" snowflake that's never seen a gym, that looks like a little wimpy douchebag walking down the street, which one are you going to try and rob or mug? I'm going to tell you right now, I've never had anyone try and rob or mug me. I don't really anticipate it's going to happen anytime soon. They're welcome to try. Why is that? Because you target the weak if you're a criminal. Criminals target the weak, right? If everyone may be armed and doesn't have a duty to run away if you threaten them, guess what you're not going to do? Threaten people, right? I mean, you got to understand, we're talking about criminals. This, when we talk about duty to stand your ground laws, the duty to retreat or to de-escalate, I mean, it's not my duty to de-escalate. Don't threaten me, right? It's your duty not to threaten me. This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Stand your ground laws just make people safer because they don't have to try and de-escalate. So as I've taught self-defense before quite a few times, you know what de-escalation is? It's a wonderful thing if you can defend yourself. But it is not a wonderful thing if you can't, because you're prolonging it. You want to get out of a bad situation, right? If you're in a scary, dangerous, a real life, self-defense type situation, you want to get out of that. You want people watching. You want to do everything you can to get out of it. De-escalation, well, maybe you can do it, maybe you can't. But the idea that there's some sort of a legal duty to do that, it may not be the safest approach. There's times where it is. There's times where it can work great. If you've got someone you can talk to, you know, someone that's just a little unhinged and you're trying to talk them down a little bit, you know, that might be something. But, you know, producer Andrea is a very strong woman. You know, she's, I can speak. I know she's into working out, stuff like that. But she's not a big girl. She's, you know, and compared to a guy like me, there is no self-defense, right? There is no self-defense that's going to occur in a situation like that. So when we talk about a duty to de-escalate, well, if you've got someone who's unhinged, what she needs to do in that sort of a situation is to get out of the situation, not to try and talk them down. And if, you know, if she's got this duty and if she can't get away, well, whoever put her in that situation, that fear situation, they're the one who is responsible, not her. And if they get shot, well, don't be an asshole. I don't know what to tell you. My safety shouldn't be put on the line to protect someone who's nuts or who's a bad guy or doing something wrong. Don't do something wrong. You don't have an issue. You know, this whole stand your ground stuff doesn't mean that you can just randomly shoot people. You still have to be threatened. There still has to be a good reason for it.
Yeah.
But this is nonsense. So now what they talk about here is, of course, they go to Trayvon Martin. And I don't, you know, this Trayvon Martin thing, I don't even want to, yeah, this is like 1,000 years ago and whatever. This has nothing to do with race generally. Stand your ground doesn't have to do with race. But what it does have to do with is safety. Why should someone who is an innocent, who feels threatened, have a duty to try and de-escalate against a bad guy who's threatening them, right? How about don't threaten them? How about that? But this article goes on. They try and suggest that this is somehow racist. How is a standard? What does that have to do with race? What is my duty?
It's actually racist to imply that it is.
It's very racist. I mean, think about this. These guys are saying stand your ground laws are racist. Are you telling me that black people are criminals? I think that's racist. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. These people are literally saying that this is. They're literally. How is that not? Have I lost something here, folks? Mm-hmm. Have I missed something? You know, this is absolutely to these ingredients. The bill sponsor added the catalyst of racism. In his closing remark to the hearing, Senator Hardin, a white business consultant from Western Nebraska, whose legislative district is 0.72% black, invoked Trayvon Martin as justification for this bill. You know, they didn't then go on to really. Acknowledging that this is an emotionally charged issue, he rationalized that the fact is that the evidence has demonstrated Trayvon Martin was in fact the aggressor and he attacked first, and so self-defense applied. That is, I do believe, the result of the court cases, if I recall. Yeah, they want to use Trayvon Martin as a racist thing, but the courts didn't find that. We had a jury. Do you believe in our justice system or not? I hate racism. Okay. Yeah. I am really, really, really against racism. There's nothing more racist than calling something a racial situation when it's not. Right? Trayvon Martin, tragic. I don't know what happened. I don't know all the details. It's a long time ago. I don't even care. What I know is the courts found, you know, not guilty and whatever. Stand your ground laws are not racist. Stand your ground laws make good sense. They protect people who are innocent from assholes who are aggressive. I'm a supporter of stand your ground laws. And guess what? If you want our country to be safe and to have limitations on crime, teach everyone how to use a gun responsibly.
Exactly.
Teach everyone and then give them one. You want to get rid of crime in Chicago?
We need more good guys. Guns. Yeah, good guys with guns. And again, A gun is like a hammer. It's like your axe behind you. It's an inanimate object. It's not racist.
It's what you do with it that matters.
It's a tool. It's a tool. And having a gun in your hand, you need to learn how to use it. You need to know what the power that you do have with that weapon in your hand. But having a gun does not make people irrational nope. and bloodthirsty. No, nope. As most gun owners, all the ones I've met, have been trained.
And I'm real good with my gun. I can shoot you really well if I want to. Oh,
that's
boy.
The point.
Someone's going to use that clip. If I ever run for office, they're going to be. If I ever run for office, there's going to be so much fodder again. Oh, man. I might run for office just so that I can laugh at what they do against me.
But I can't wait to see the fun clips they take of your show. Racist, oh, racist, racist.
Yeah. I love it. All right. One last thing. Last topic for the day. Let me show you this. Twitter. Thomas Massie. Lobbyists got $15 million to implement electronic tracking on all cattle in the U.S. No law authorizes this. It will be used by the green agenda to limit beef production and by the corporate meat oligopoly to dominate small ranches. This is true. This is true. But there's more, as I noted down here. It will also be used to ensure the introduction of genetic modifying vaccines on a universal basis in the food supply. This is not just about limiting beef output. It's about ensuring the beef available has mRNA vaccines in it, right? This is one of the most foundational aspects of this, and I want you to be aware. These guys are hell-bent on putting this stuff in our food supply and making sure it's in your food and that you get it. Right? They do have transmissible vaccines. They do have mRNA vaccines that that can be ingested. The studies have been done. We've got all the stuff. I publish it, ModRNA, Why It Matters, and other essays. It's in one of my books. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it on my website. It's there. Folks, understand what's going on. We'll be back hopefully tomorrow and probably about the same time. And we appreciate you all listening. Support us at TomRens.com, the America Out Loud Network, Tom Renz Show. Check out our shop on the TomRens.com. Support us at TomRens.substack.com. Donate. We exist because you guys support us. So please do. Thank you all for listening.